It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It wasn't such a great day for John McCain. Al-Qaeda picked him as their choice. I'm not kidding. Look at the headline. Al-Qaeda, we support McCain. Which I gotta say, what? I mean, if I was gonna... No! Absolute yes! I know. Now, apparently Al-Qaeda made this announcement on their website. Which begs the question, Al-Qaeda has a website? Can we use this to find them? They have a website!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's go right to the phones and say hi to Steve. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. How you doing, Mike?
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Stafford.
Stafford, Virginia. You got a pair of RIP passes to the fabulous first annual Boo Bash. Your RIP passes get you right in. You don't wait in line. You'll have eternal access to the RIP room, food and beverages. And you'll receive a commemorative first annual Boo Bash bag o' tricks. All kinds of goodies inside of that. What are you going to be dressed as for Halloween?
Awesome. You know, I was planning on working, so I hadn't even thought about a costume. I guess I have to throw something together real quick. I don't know.
Or you could come and just be one of the scariest people if you look kind of scary.
Yeah.
We'd appreciate that.
Yeah, come just like that. I'd be good to go.
All right, well, make sure you tell your boss, take off work, and we will see you at the first annual Boo Bash. Okay, my friend?
All right, hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve. I'll put you on hold, get the details from you.
And I want to party with him.
I know. He sounds like a party
it's
animal.
Happen, Rob.
We've
I
had
know.
A few of those. Well, you can't party any more than you were with Katie during the break.
You're fussy.
I swear to God, it was just like a couple of toddlers in here.
I know.
You told us to be quiet, and we were quiet.
It's my writing moment. No, you were not quiet.
We were quiet.
You were not quiet.
We were watching.
You were not quiet.
We were watching videos of Fat Elvis.
I'm tittering.
It was great.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Would you like to see them someday?
I'm just over here thinking about the show. That's all. Uh-huh. Just working hard on my poetry.
I know.
My prose that I give to both of you to entertain.
I was doing show prep.
Yes, you were doing show prep. You were playing Elvis videos
that's
for Katie.
That's show prep.
And the two of you were so wrapped up in what you were doing, you didn't notice that I had obeyed Rob's request and removed my shirt.
Oh, my God.
So I
swear to God, I just looked down
me
there.
Too.
What are you doing?
He asked for the jacket with no shirt.
Jesus Christ.
That's all he had to
that
do was ask.
That is the gayest thing you've ever done.
Man, if I had known that, I wouldn't have been watching Elvis videos.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm leaving early.
You didn't even look over here.
Come back. No,
early.
Mike, come back.
Mike is late.
Come back.
Have him
too
get
late.
Dressed.
All right. Well, let me just zip up this nice jacket.
Yeah, if you zip up, maybe.
This nice leather jacket you gave me.
You
these
see,
last 2 days have not been normal.
Now, what if Rachel Maddow so? Dressed like that?
Oh, see, now you'd be getting
you
somewhere.
Know what? I will tell you. Seriously.
What are you saying, Mike?
Without a trace of irony.
If she didn't have the T-shirt,
uh-huh.
and it was kind of that Armani look,
yeah. right,
I'd do that.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I'll notify her. Whatever. Did I play the news sound?
Let's say you did.
Okay, I did. Let's get our last segment of news, and then we can respectfully leave.
We were
single
talking.
Single file.
Jesus Christ.
Single file.
Oh,
me first.
My God.
Buzz
is half naked.
Well, no, not entirely.
You see, I'm an optimist. I think he's half clothed.
Okay, thank you.
Many of us, we're talking about people calling in sick when they really weren't.
Well, like me right now?
Many of us who really are sick are not going to the doctor because of the economy.
Okay.
This means more expensive medical bills down the line for maladies that went untreated and even undetected.
Like UTIs?
Exactly.
I'm going tomorrow.
Go tomorrow.
All right.
A new study shows Americans are skipping doctor visits, skimping on their meds, and putting off tests, including mammograms and pap smears.
Mammograms.
This is, I think, without question, and I know a lot of people say, it's the saddest thing in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely mm-hmm. the saddest thing in the United States. But meanwhile, you know, we have so much,
mm-hmm.
and we have so much going on, and there's so many people that have, you've heard the same drill. I'm not gonna drill that in again. It's ridiculous, but it just makes me amazingly sad that you
it
got somebody
sad.
That might really be able to diagnose something early,
mm-hmm.
save their effing lives,
right.
and they're scared because they don't have the money to do it, and
can't
they think they're gonna get into the effing system.
Right.
God, you know what? Have we been brainwashed, though, for all these years?
How so?
Where people have been jamming down our throat, that's socialized medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. You can't do that. Why? So what?
Yeah, what we're doing isn't really working all that well, it would seem, especially right now with this economy. Kaiser says more than 1 in 3 of us are postponing medical care.
I'm playing golf out in Richville
uh-huh.
on my vacation.
Right.
A vacation which, thank God, I get paid enough money
right.
to be able to take and play this, pay this astronomical fee
mm-hmm.
to play one time
right.
on this amazing golf course mm-hmm. called Pebble Beach.
Right.
And I'm talking to the caddy that's out there, mm-hmm. and this guy is giving me the whole history of the place and who, you know, who's got the money out there.
Yes.
And he points at a $28 million home.
Right.
Owned by a doctor.
Uh-huh.
Apparently this guy was into the early stages of some sort of X-ray technology.
Okay.
So not only a doctor, but he invented something big.
Well invested.
He points to his $28 million house on the water, mm-hmm. and then he says, and he's got one up there, too, when he doesn't want to come down to his beach house, that's more than $30 million. And meanwhile, people that might have a cough don't want to go. I'm sorry, if you say, oh, it's so horrible, redistribute the wealth. Oh, that's how, I'm not talking about that.
Socialist.
But how about a little fairness, for Christ's sake?
Fairness. I like the
how
sound of that.
How about just a little fairness?
Let's try it and see if it works.
It's not going to prevent the rich bastards from getting rich.
Right.
It's not. We all want to get rich. That's the American dream. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to come up with the widget that nobody's come up with
right.
and do really, really well. The fact is, though, This kills me when I hear this.
I know,
and it should make everybody pissed off.
Yeah.
But no, nobody's pissed off because we are lulled into this false sense
of
security, or we're put into this sense of rage to hate these people and hate those people,
mm-hmm.
so we get distracted by the big picture. Come on. Is this that complex that we want everybody to get decent medical care so they can just survive?
It's time to put away the easy labels of accusation and just to employ a little common sense.
Absolutely. I'm ready. God damn it. I said I wasn't going
to
do this.
I didn't mean to do this.
I am ready for a change, man. Yeah. I really am. I'm really ready for a change.
A lot of people are. It's just a question
just
of
just on general principle,
kind.
And I'm not a smart guy. Mm-hmm.
See,
I'm just ready for a change.
Now you're mad because you don't get to vote again.
Thank you.
You're
Rob.
Like a kid who opened his presents on December 20th.
It's been a weird day. First, think I may be going insane.
Don't think that.
Yeah, sorry. You know, but I think the shows are going to be really good.
Yeah, it seems to be helping.
Yeah, hold on tight, everybody. Get ready, America.
It's going to be fun leading up to the election.
Prescription filling has been on the rise for the last 12 years. This year it actually dropped.
And hey, we've only been on the air a little over 6 months
with
this new incarnation.
Right.
I fully reserve the complete right to take this show in any direction I want to.
Good.
Well, you know, is it a coincidence? In the 6 months we've been on, the economy's gone in the toilet? Is that did we do that?
Yeah, we're responsible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that sucks.
Sorry, Rob.
More than 10% of us are cutting pills in half to try to make them go farther.
Wow.
As a result, we're already seeing an uptick in the number of visits to the emergency room.
You know, it's just, maybe it's because I have an 88-year-old mom, and I listen to her, and I know that she's on a fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's sad. It's just sad, and I hope that whoever gets in power, they can figure this part out. That mm-hmm. people, I don't care what the economy is, you know, we've got the money to do so many great things in this country. Please take care of people. I mean,
really,
care of people. You hear the stories about people that die
mm-hmm.
because they can't get insurance covered, or
But regardless,
it makes me shake. I get so
regardless. Pissed. Stay strong and continue to refuse to send her money. Because otherwise, how will she learn?
Rob's feedback. Rob, I'm going to put you on hold and give you Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much. He earned it. In the final days of this close and desperate presidential campaign, the Republican National Committee is mailing out a flyer that says terrorists on the front and opens to a big picture of Barack Obama with the caption, not who you think he is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why police departments around the country are bracing themselves for November 4th, 5th, and beyond.
I remember just the other day when I was saying to her, Mom,
yes?
Listen, if the 1968 Plymouth Valiant doesn't work for you,
mm-hmm.
that's why carpools were invented.
Maybe you should have changed the oil, Mom.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
TL, Rob. Tough love.
That's right. That's how they learn.
That's how they all learn.
Absolutely.
Well, no matter what the result on November 4th, some people are going to be unhappy. And if there's a suspicion of foul play in those results, then the already charged emotions could ramp up even more.
Stay strong, Mike.
The police.
Resolve, Mike.
I know.
What have I always said?
I know.
Resolve.
Oh, takes God. Out carpet spots.
That is funny.
The police are taking steps just in case there's trouble. Cities that have had trouble before, Oakland, Detroit, Chicago, and Philadelphia, are putting more cops on the street for the election, especially Philadelphia, which may be just coming off a World Series. And around the country, there'll be more cops at polling places where crowded lines and high emotions go together like matches and dynamite.
Well, I will tell you that I did it early, and if you can, I think it's a good idea.
It's good thinking, I think.
Mm-hmm. Vote early. Avoid the crowds. A lovely 18-year-old Lindsay Evans of Bossier City, Louisiana, will not be serving the rest of her reign as Miss Teen Louisiana.
I've heard this. This is a good story.
By all accounts, she's done a really a great job of representing, including the usual visits to old folks and kids in hospitals.
She looks so much like that U.S. Americans lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one that screwed up with the Mario Lopez question.
She yes.
looks remarkably similar to her.
Really made it through the year doing really wonderful work as a Miss Teen Louisiana can.
Sure, good girl.
So they're not going to make her return any of the prizes or the cash that she took home because mm-hmm. she won Miss Teen Louisiana, but she does have to give back the crown and the sash because of what happened 11 days before the end of her reign. She left a restaurant without paying for her $46 meal with friends. She did, however, leave her purse with her driver's license and 2 grams of what certainly appears to be marijuana.
Poor thing.
The police were waiting when she returned for the purse.
Hey, it's the Big Easy. She's a Louisiana girl, Buzz.
Her replacement will be chosen in the annual pageant that's now just 1 week away.
Oh, she can't wear a crown again.
That'll be fun, though. New pageant. Shame. Who doesn't love a pageant?
A nice, good pageant. Let's have a pageant next year.
With lots of pageantry.
Yeah, pageantry will be fun.
Finally, cops are people, too. In Minneapolis, an officer's been arrested on drunk driving charges. His kids were in the car at the time.
Oh, boy.
On-duty officers were responding to an alert phoned in by a citizen. Sober citizens in Orangetown, New York, also reported the unbelievable sight of a school bus driver stopping along his route for a beer while he still had 2 kids on the bus.
Oh, no.
He's been arrested.
Yeah, okay.
But citizens are people, too. Sure. Officials in Albuquerque say that just because a woman was so drunk she yelled at them and then passed out doesn't mean she was too drunk to decide the future of our nation. Voting officials say the vote of the woman with the vodka bottle in her hand will still count.
Amen, baby.
Voting while drunk is not a crime.
Yeah, okay, good.
What could possibly go wrong?
I'm
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. I want to thank everybody that raised over $10,000 for Fisher House.
Good job,
so
everybody.
Much. It was wonderful. We enjoyed your participation. Looking forward to doing it again next year. I want to thank the founder of Booble.com, Booble Bob. He settled down. It was a pretty good interview, after all.
Yeah.
Just after 5, we chatted with Carmen Wong Ulrich. She's wonderful on CNBC. Mm-hmm. Make sure to watch her on CNBC tonight at 9.
Tonight.
9 o'clock. Nine. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you.
Yes.
Sun goes up, sun goes down. Life gets tougher each day. Mm-hmm. Work real hard, punch your card. Rachel Maddow's gay. Show some class, bust your ash. That's what the boss man screams. Don't rock the boat, you old goat. He's already busting at the seams. But you don't care. You just stay. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.